Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. What everyone is talking about today is Mother Angelica. It would have been her 98th birthday today. She is the foundress of EWTN, and the reason, really, that Debbie and I are here with you on this day at this time in history. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani and you, and today we want to hear from you about your remembrances of Mother Angelica, anything that stands out that you watched her say on TV or heard her say, maybe you read something from her. How has she maybe inspired or impacted your life in some small or big way? Right, Deb?
Yes, absolutely. On her birthday today, would have been 98 years. How amazing is that? We got a special guest coming up as well who's going to share some personal relationship about Mother Angelica that we may have not known before, which will be great. But also, we, like Jerry said, how about some of those quotes, those infamous, you know, in a famous way, infamous in a good way, right? Those quotes that just made everybody go, wow, who said that? Was that that nun? Yes, Mother Angelica. It was her that said, you know, holiness is not for wimps, you know, Christianity is not for wimps. You know, she said those things that just came out there, and everybody would say, who said that? Well, she did. So maybe you have a certain quote that impacted your spiritual life, and we want to hear from you on that. So let's celebrate all things Mother Angelica today on her birthday. God willing, maybe she is just getting to see and hear all this, and that would be exciting, a great way to say happy birthday, Mother. So fill the phone lines now at 833-288-3986. That's the number to call to celebrate all things Mother Angelica on her birthday today.
Yeah, I am so grateful, of course, to her. I know you are too, Debbie. All of us who have a position, thanks be to God, in Catholic radio on EWTN, we owe so much to her. I remember when I came out of seminary formation and was working at the Catholic radio station in Portland, Oregon, and we started carrying EWTN programming from midnight to 6 overnight. And if I remember correctly, we were the first like AM or FM affiliate. They had the shortwave signal, but I think we might have been the first AM or FM, it was FM station, to carry their programming on an overnight basis. And for me, that was the start of it. I mean, I just fell in love with it. Ended up going to Catholic Answers, working at Catholic Answers Live, which of course was on EWTN. So I have so many great remembrances of Mother Angelica and owe her such a deep debt of gratitude. And not surprisingly, the lines are filling up here quickly at 833-2 288-3986.
And I just want to clarify something that I mentioned about her quotes when I used the word infamous. What I meant is the infamous, meaning the definition, it was shocking, okay? Not that it was bad or anything. It was always a great quote, right? But it was shocking. Some of the things she said were really out there. They were brutally honest, right? And if you love that honesty in Christianity, well, then you have to love Mother Angelica. I do. And it's not because she is Italian. That's not the reason. It's because she was so bold in the way she declared things and defined things for us, right, Jerry? You know, you have to do the ridiculous in order that God can do the miraculous, you know, things like that. It just was so refreshing, wouldn't you say, Jerry?
Well, I was listening to Jonna Williams prior to our program, and she told some amazing stories about Mother Angelica going into a bank and asking for a loan and had no collateral. Here's this spunky little nun saying, I want to start a radio network. And the bank gave her the loan. I mean, only God could do that. She was looking for a location for their, at the time, their shortwave and radio facility, what we called up on Radio Mountain. And she was traveling around with a bunch of engineers, and she says, I want to go up there. And they said, well, Mother, it won't work up there because, you know, ABC, XYZ reasons. Mother says, I want to go up there. So they drove up there, and the way I understand the story, she says, this is it. This is the place. And it was almost like she was being led by the Holy Spirit. I know she had a great devotion to St. Michael, St. Gabriel, of course. So, yeah, many, many factoids and stories and great things we can recall about the origins and the history of EWTN and, of course, the life and impact of Mother Angelica.
Absolutely. This is a great celebration for her birthday today. Phone lines are almost completely lit up. We want to hear from you. Come on, you guys. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. You love Mother Angelica. You know how many people say, there's many Baptists that say they love Mother Angelica. Folks that are atheists, agnostic, they said they love that nun on TV. That's her, Mother Angelica. And today would have been her 98th birthday. This is a celebration. Jerry's wearing a yellow shirt because Mother loved the color yellow, right? I have a yellow scarf on. That was the best I could do, folks, but I was able to grab that yellow scarf. But I do have yellow flowers in honor of Mother Angelica's birthday today. So let's celebrate together the Take Two way at 833-288-3986. Can you tell I love birthdays? I'm going to get a birthday cake today. I'm going to get a birthday cake for Mother. I'm going to go to the store after the show.
Go for it. Go for it.
I love birthdays. Do you like birthdays?
Yeah, for the most part.
Why? You don't get enough gifts?
No, I don't want any gifts. I have so much stuff. I'm trying to get rid of stuff. I don't want anyone to ever give me anything else again.
Do you like cake?
I do like cake. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that makes it good.
Well, not only is it would have been the 98th birthday of Mother Angelica today, but EWTN Global Catholic Network is in its 40th year, the largest religious media network in the world. It has 11 global TV channels broadcast in multiple languages, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to, get this, over 350 million television households in more than 145 countries and territories.
Wow.
Wow is right. That's all you can say about something like that. It's absolutely amazing.
What a powerful nun. Okay? Amazing. That's incredible. Let's celebrate together. Okay? Keep calling 833-288-3986. I'm just super excited. We're getting text messages coming in with quotes that everybody loved. You know, the well-circulated quotes. Boy, she had a way with words, I'll tell you that. What do you think, Jerry?
Oh, very much so, very much so. But I love the quote that you've mentioned already, where she said, with God, you have to be willing to do the ridiculous so God can do the miraculous. Think about that in your life, folks. Mm-hmm. It's not always just this straight path. Everything is on the level and so forth. We have to step out of the boat like Peter did with Jesus and even try walking on water. You know, if Peter as a mere human could do it, we can do it. Maybe not literally on the water, but in our lives, in our jobs, in our careers, in our ministries, we have to take that step out and let God do what he's going to do. So that's what we're talking about today, about Mother Angelica. We're going to be joined by a special guest, a staff member at EWTN, to tell us about a new radio program with featuring Mother Angelica. Stay with us.
Well, we had a kind of a mixed joy today. The Holy Father approved altar girls, and the liberals are so excited because it came from the Vatican. It's the first time they've been obedient for 30 years. There hasn't been a document that came from the Holy See in 30 years that they haven't picked apart, dissected, you know, put it in file 13. You know where file 13 is. And I mean, it's been wholesale rebellion. And this is the first, I thought, we're making advancement, folks. Even the liberals are finally getting obedient.
Oh, you gotta love her. Gotta love her. We're celebrating Mother Angelica's birthday today. She would have been 98 years old. And we want to highlight a brand new program to EWTN Radio. We're super excited about it. Mother Angelica Answering the Call. It's tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's brand new to EWTN Radio and Mother Angelica Answering the Call. It's Father Joseph Mary Wolfe and Doug Keck. They mine decades of phone calls answered by Mother Angelica. Mother dishes out teaching, advice, laughter, and plenty of prayers as she takes calls from what she calls her family. No subject is off limits and no problem too big for the wisdom and compassion of the one, the only Mother Angelica. A special preview of Mother Angelica's Answering the Call is coming to EWTN Radio on Mother's birthday tonight, April 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern. I will definitely, Jerry, be tuning in.
Well, you mentioned Father Joseph Mary Wolfe and Doug Keck. Doug is the president and COO, Chief Operating Officer of EWTN Radio. He's going to be a part of that program, and he has graciously made a few minutes to be with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on what would have been Mother's 98th birthday. Doug, welcome to the program.
And thank you so much for you guys having me on, especially on this special day honoring Mother Angelica.
Yeah.
We just love to celebrate everything Mother Angelica. And Doug, you know, how many years did you get to know and develop a friendship with Mother Angelica?
I've been here about 25 years. So it was about 4 or 5 years I actually worked. I mean, obviously, Mother was around for substantially longer than that. So, but as far as when she was intimately involved in the network and before her second major stroke, there was about 4 or 5 years where I got to work basically directly with her, you know, on a daily basis. And so it was certainly an interesting time. Mother is an amazing personality. As anybody who listens to her eternal words as they go on the airways even now, and one of the great things about her was what you see and what you heard was what you got was who she was. And that's why I think that authenticity that we hear about so much today, she encapsulated that. And I think that's why Mike Peters' idea of putting together this program, Mother Angelica Answering the Call, which really focuses on her responses to individuals' questions. They're all pulled out of other programs, and get that wit and wisdom that Mother had, and that amazing truth-telling, but yet in love and understanding that she has and so many people connect with around the world in multiple languages, amazingly so.
Mm-hmm. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Those of you on the line who wish to recollect about Mother Angelica, we will get to you in just a couple of moments here. We have President and Chief Operating Officer of EWTN, Doug Keck, with us. Just a reminder, our phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 833-288-3986 to share your thoughts on Mother. But, Doug, I mean, we got full phone lines here. Every show probably does. Anytime you have this an opportunity like this to ask, invite people to share their remembrances and their fondness and their recollections of Mother Angelica, they still just come on like droves, because here 5 years after her death, and like you said, many more years after she was out of the public spotlight, she still has that appeal, that draw for people.
Absolutely, and it's because she, you know, was in love with her spouse, our Lord, and she followed his lead, and this was a mission that was given to her. And she was honored it on every day of her life, no matter what was going on before her healing, post her healing. And that's what comes through, and people see that. And what's great with Mother is she combines true faith with, you know, a tough upbringing. She's not a plaster Paris kind of pre-saint. You know what I mean? She had a tough upbringing, came from a divorced family, came up very poor in Canton, Ohio. And so she understood that rough and tumble world that people actually live in, not the one we'd like to live in, but the one that we actually live in. And so she could relate so well to people in an incredible, passionate way. And at the same time, she still was that grandmother, that mom who'd say, I hear what you're saying, sweetie, but, you know, you got to do the right thing. I'm not going to tell you what you're doing is right just to make you feel good. And I think that's, unfortunately, in the therapeutic world we live in today, where do you get too many people telling people things are kind of okay, which aren't okay, because we don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. And Mother didn't want to hurt people's feelings, but she'd rather, as she'd say, I'd rather have you get to heaven than go to hell. If I got to hurt your feelings to get you to heaven, I guess that's what I'm going to do.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, our show team put together some favorite clips, Doug. And so let's have a listen to one of them right now, and we can talk a little bit more about Mother Angelica.
Now, we have a call. Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Where are you from?
My name's Gracie.
And how old are you?
7.
How wonderful. What's your question, sweetheart?
I want you to pray for my class because they're making their first communion.
Your first communion?
Mm-hmm.
How wonderful. Well, what day is it?
March 24th.
Wonderful. That's the day before the Annunciation. What a wonderful, beautiful gift. Why don't I say a prayer for you and all the class? Would you like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Lord Jesus,
this child knows that she receives you in the Eucharist, Lord. And all those children in that class will know. Because she said, I will receive Jesus. I ask that you bestow upon each one of this class that's going to make their first communion a very special grace. Let them know, Lord, how much you love them. And give them that remembrance of that day, that they can carry the joy of that day with them all the days of their life, so that we may all appreciate your love for us. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful clip from Mother Angelica from many years ago. We still remember her in many ways. EWTN still has programs with her on the air on both the radio and television. And a new one, as Debbie alluded to a few minutes ago, that is coming to EWTN is Mother Angelica Answering the Call. It debuts tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Doug Keck is going to be on that program along with Father Joseph Mary Wolf. Doug, we've been touched upon a little bit, but what's kind of the format of the show? What are people going to experience of Mother on this particular broadcast?
Well, hopefully they'll experience Mother basically wall-to-wall answering questions, and Father Joseph and I are kind of there just to steer it a little bit and get out of the way as quickly as possible. Of course, Father Joseph was Mother's confessor and the first one of really the priests here, that came up through the actual formation under Mother Angelica, and so he owns a special place as our EWTN chaplain, and he has great insights into Mother. In fact, the recent Holy Hour book that we just put out, Father Joseph and I did an interview and talking about that because he's really up to speed the most about what was happening in the old days. That was from back in the late 1980s. But the idea of this is basically to kind of move from question to question, kind of hand it over to Mother, have her respond, and then maybe comment a little bit about what she had to say or what the point the person on the phone was making, and then move quickly on to the next one, because the meat and potatoes is Mother responding to people's heartfelt questions in her own heartfelt spiritual way.
Nice. Very nice. I can't wait to tune in, Doug. That's going to be so exciting, especially starting on her birthday. Doug, real quickly, go back to what you said about her authenticity. You know, we're in a world right now, I think anyway, that people are craving, to really find what's authentic, because we're fed so much of the kind of fake stuff out there, right? And we're told that this is truth. And so people are naturally craving that, you know, what is authentic? What is real? What is true? And you very much said that she had that ability to be, the same way on camera, off camera, what you see is what you got, and that's beautiful. And we listened to that clip where the child just felt so comfortable talking to Mother Angelica. So obviously children could relate to her so easily because children are very authentic. Speak a little bit about that, Doug, because I think we're in a world where we need authenticity.
Well, I'll tell you a story that happened to me personally. When we came down to consider working for EWTN in February of 96, and we were standing in the studio talking to Mother and Bill, and I have a son, people know my son Matthew, who is autistic, and at the time he was about 9 years old, and he was standing there, and he was looking at Mother Angelica, and he kept repeating, "She's just so beautiful, she's just so beautiful," and I'm like, What is he talking about? And I realized what he was saying, and I'm thinking, of all the perceptions a young person at that age would have about Mother Angelica, beauty would not be the first one you would be thinking of, okay? Mother was a lot of things, but she'd be the first one to say that the best thing that happened to the men of the world was that she became a nun. So the idea was, but I realized that, he saw her for who she truly was. He had that childlike innocence because he's autistic, so he held on to that innocence later in life than many of us do, similar to this young girl who was on the phone that you referenced there, Debbie. And I think, Mother could relate to those people because of that great love of our Lord she had there and her relationship to the infant Jesus. She loved El Divino Niño, the child Jesus. It's the childlike faith that Mother so much wanted people to hold on to in their lives.
Oh, beautiful. Well, Doug Keck, President and Chief Operating Officer of EWTN, you've been gracious with your time. I know you probably got a very busy day. We will let you go on that note right there. Again, folks, it's Mother Angelica answering the call, debuting tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time here on most of these same EWTN radio stations. Doug, thank you for all you do and for coming on today.
And likewise for you two guys. Take two. Great show. Thank you so
thank
much
you,
for
Doug.
Doing a wonderful job and honoring Mother Angelica. I'm sure she's very happy. Thanks. Mm.
Praise God. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
All right. Well, a lot of people.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that was beautiful to get some of the the backstory, the insights, things that most people don't know. A lot of people know a lot about Mother Angelica, but to hear from those who've known her for many years, Debbie, is a special treat, I think.
Oh, definitely. That was wonderful. That was just so special. Okay, but we have full phone lines. So we're going to go to our callers that the part of the Take Two family. I'm sure you've got to listen to Doug Keck, which was great because when you call in, you speak to Ryan. He talks to you for a few minutes, puts you on hold. You get to listen live. I say that all the time because I was always hesitant to call a radio show because I thought they're going to put me into some kind of, abyss somewhere. I'm not going to be able to hear anything, right? And then I'm going to feel stupid coming on. No, you get to listen live and come right into the conversation. So Tamara's up first in Charleston, West Virginia. St. Paul Radio is the way she's listening. And thank you, Tamara, for waiting. Hope you got to listen to Doug Keck. Hi, Tamara.
Hello, Tamara. Maybe she was listening so intently to Doug that she walked away from the phone.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here.
There you are. Oh, good. Thank God. Thank goodness, Tamara. How are you?
Oh, great. I am a very happy, grateful revert to the faith.
Beautiful.
And because about 12 years ago, I was surfing the channels, and I found EWTN. I didn't even know it existed, and I heard Mother, and remembered that years ago I had told a Catholic nun at a church in Boston that I was visiting that I missed the faith, and she said, "You will come back." Mm-hmm. And when I was listening to Mother Angelica, I remembered that. So to make a long, beautiful story short, my husband is attending Mass with me now. My daughter and son-in-law were confirmed on Easter. Their daughter was baptized, their six-year-old daughter, and she's in Catholic school. And their soon-to-be baby that will be born will be baptized into faith as well.
Mm. Wow.
So we are, and I think I speak for a lot of people that this has happened to.
Yeah. Actually, I was just going to say that, Tamara. We often do what we do here at EWTN on radio and on television. And those of you like you, Tamara, who support it and pray for it and so forth, we all do what we do. And we sometimes kind of get, we just hope. We hope, God, we pray you're doing it. This is bearing some fruit. It's having some good. And to hear stories like yours, just not only your own situation coming back to the church, but how many other people that has impacted as well. You see, so when people, we talk to people about supporting EWTN and their local stations, this is what happens. Debbie always says, you always say Catholic radio works. That's one of Debbie's favorite lines. And Tamara, you and your loved ones there are proof of that. Deb, what do you think?
I completely agree. And Tamara, I can't sit still when I hear stories like this. So if you can see me on YouTube or Facebook, I'm just praising God. Like I want to just throw my hands up to the heavens and say, praise be to God, a whole family, a whole family.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. And this is what being Catholic, a Catholic family is all about. We grow together in holiness. Like Mother said, it's a call to holiness. And we know that from the catechism. The catechism talks about what does it mean to be Christian? It's a call for all of us to holiness. And Tamara, your whole family together journeying on that path. Oh, praise be to God. What a beautiful testimony.
Well, it is wonderful, and I've learned so much about the faith that I didn't know before when I was young, and my son-in-law just coming into the church said, "Oh, Mom, I've got a lot to learn," and I said, "So do I."
That's right. We'll have an eternity to learn, but that's the beautiful thing is every day, every hour of every day, you can tune in no matter what to where you live. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I have heard Tamara and Debbie, Debbie, I know you've heard this. I've heard straight from the mouths of bishops and cardinals. I learn by listening to EWTN Radio. So you're in good company there, Tamara. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Carlos is next, followed by Beverly and Keith and Sarah. We're going to get to all of you and your recollections of Mother Angelica here on what would have been her 98th birthday. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Many of you are listening to me tonight. Some of you out there that listen because you're just curious to see what I'm going to say next. I'm going to tell you what's coming next. Come home. You may ridicule my piety and find fault with my methods, but you can never take away from me the reality of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in the Eucharist. You can call it old-fashioned, you can call it old theology, you can call it what you want. But in this book, it says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you shall not have life in you.
More great words from the late Mother Angelica, died just over 5 years ago. Today would have been her 98th birthday. So we're recalling her with your participation at 833-288-3986. Again, our sincere gratitude for your patience. As we had Doug Keck on for a few minutes, you all will get on the program, starting with Carlos next in Dallas, who listens on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Carlos. Welcome.
Hey there. How are you guys, Debbie and Jerry?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
Doing well. So you were asking earlier about memories, anecdotes, quotes. So I have one quote, but I also have a quick story. It's now, of course, 2021. In the mid-90s, my boss, who was from New Jersey, Irish Catholic, very devout, passed by my office, and we were talking business, and he mentioned to me Mother Angelica. I had no idea who she was. And that was it. Nothing else came about it. I don't remember what he said, but he mentioned her name. Years later, I'm flipping through channels just like a prior caller, and there it is, EWTN, and I'm listening and watching Mother Angelica, and I'm just mesmerized. Years later after that, I'm watching her show, and I'm going to remind listeners about a quote during the show that she said to a listener and to the group of people that were there with her. She said, I want to scare the hell out of you. I will never forget that. Mm-hmm. Very memorable, so I thought I'd share that with you. Mm-hmm.
I recall that as well, Carlos, and I'll tell you, you know, the beauty, when you heard Doug Keck talking, the beauty of Mother Angelica was the fact that she just told it like it was. She brutally brought it out there. We need to hear it. We dance all around things these days. Look at the PC culture, right, Carlos? We dance all around everything. And why do we do that? Because we don't want to offend, right? But she knew that she had to pierce through that with truth, and she did it with her playful way and a loving spirit, but she had to pierce through that to kind of wake us up and to realize we are on a path. We can attain sainthood if we choose, okay, but we have to get on that path, and she knew that, and she loved us so much, she wanted to do that for us. So I recall that quote as well, and I'll tell you what, it's so refreshing. Every time I think of Mother Angelica, I think of it being refreshing because we need that now more than ever. What do you think, Carlos?
Oh, absolutely. I could agree more. And I'll tell you is that when I recall that quote, it has so much meaning at different levels when you hear it coming from her. I want to scare the hell out of you. If we think about that, and I often do, I recall that quote, and it has such a different dynamic in its use that it almost applies to everything about our lives on a daily basis. we're tempted all the time. Yet we still have our guardian angel that protects us and helps us. And being in the state of grace is so important. So I'll tell you is that whenever I think about that quote, it truly does scare the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carlos, it gets back to what Doug Keck was saying about Mother several minutes ago. He said she didn't want to hurt people's feelings, but she wasn't afraid to do so if that was for their good and to help get them to heaven. Because when she says something like, I want to scare the hell out of you, what is hell? Hell is sin, it's darkness, it's separation from God. We can live that in this life. We can have, in a sense, a little bit of hell within us that needs to be purged. We need to strive for that holiness because this life is where we determine where we will spend eternity, and that's going to be either heaven or hell. So great call, Carlos. Great contribution. Be safe out there. Have an awesome day, and thanks for listening to Take Two and calling in. Please call again some other time. We appreciate hearing from you today.
Thank you.
God bless.
Safe travels. You have your guardian angel right with you, Carlos. Remember that. You mentioned your guardian angel, so I love that. Okay, Beverly's up next in Detroit, Michigan. EWTN app is the way. Beverly is listening. Hi, Beverly. Beverly, thank you for waiting and welcome. You got our Patience Award today.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be able to share a remembrance of Mother Angelica. Back in the early to mid-90s, Mother Angelica came to speak at our prayer group, and it was such a blessing. Everyone was so excited and anticipating her arrival. But before Mother arrived, someone came into the church. I don't know if they wondered what was going on or what, but someone came into the church and shared with a couple of us that they had AIDS. And in those days, very little, I think, was known about AIDS and how it was spread or transmitted and could you catch it this way or that way. And I remember we asked this person, was there something that they needed, something we could do for them? And what they said is, I could use a hug. And so I was so taken aback by that what his life must be like, that no one would even touch him or approach him. And so we did. I mean, that wasn't much we could do for him, but that's what he asked for. And excuse me, after Mother arrived and after her talk, this man was still there. And I remember Mother coming out of the church, and someone that had also heard this man share what his illness was asked Mother if she would pray for this man. And I think they whispered to her what his affliction was. And I will never forget seeing this man, kind of, I guess, a modern-day leper, sitting on a bench outside of the church as Mother is coming out and passes by him and then stops when asked about praying for him. And she turned around, and I remember her walking back to him, and her beautiful, had on her beautiful, pristine habit and a cloak. And I remember seeing her throwing her cloak over her shoulder and pushing her veil back over that shoulder so that she could fully extend her arm and her hand and to rest over this man she was about to pray for. And I remember seeing her beautiful hand extended and praying over this man, and her head bowed in prayer. And it wasn't just a quick, oh, God bless him prayer. She prayed reverently and silently and for quite a bit of time over this man, and we all stood there in mesmerized silence and praying as best we could and hoping for miracles for him. And so I just wanted to share that beautiful picture that has not left my mind of Mother praying over this man who, like I said, probably people didn't want to touch, didn't want to be around. And she just boldly walked right up to him and laid her hand over him and prayed for him. So I just wanted to share that with everyone.
Wow. That is an amazing story, Beverly. Amazing in the essence of it. Not surprising, though, given that it was Mother Angelica. And like you said, obviously in the early days of HIV and AIDS, there was this fear, like, can I touch somebody? Can I breathe the same air they're breathing? What if, what if I'm closer than, I mean, we have the pandemic going on right now, but I think the worries and concerns were worse back then. And your story, this man saying, I just want a hug. It reminds me of, 30 years ago, I don't know where I was, in the store, at a bus stop somewhere, and there was a gentleman telling somebody else that he was with that he had AIDS, and it just broke my heart when he said, I'm a diseased piece of meat. He says, all I am is a diseased piece of meat. And I thought, no, dear God. Oh. And I didn't have, the wherewithal at that time. I wasn't really at that place in my faith, where I would have said, hey, let's pray about this. But yeah, just a hug, Debbie. If a hug is what somebody just longs for, just yearns for so much, God help us if we can't do at least that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you can, yeah. Beverly, and your recollection of what happened and you describing it so well, you let us enter into that. And I actually typed over to Jerry as you were speaking. That was truly a gift that Mother had, to be able to do that, to connect at that level, to transcend any type of fear or, not knowing what could happen at that time. Because you're right, there was no, research out there or medical stuff out there to tell us how to navigate this, right? But Mother had that pure sense and faith and trust. I mean, we know that. Look at EWTN. Look at the trust and faith she had, in developing that. So it's amazing. That's a gift. And I would love, as you were speaking, I was moved with emotion, and I thought, I'm going to start praying for that similar gift, because that truly is an amazing encounter that you got to recall, Beverly, but to experience and for all of us to learn from, right?
Yes, it was a blessing for all of us there, and I'm sure a blessing for this young man. I'm sure he didn't know probably who Mother Angelica was. And he was open to receiving prayer. Mm-hmm. And it was so beautiful for him, I'm sure, to receive that gift of being prayed over. I don't know what his life experiences were or if he was a Christian or what, but he was open to mm-hmm. receiving the gift of prayer, the grace of God. And I just thought that was so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And for God to put this all together like that. Mm-hmm. Mother Angelica was visiting your prayer group.
Yep.
This gentleman walks in, not really knowing what's going on. He has AIDS. He says, all I really would like, I could use a hug. Mother not only does that, but has this long prayer with him and over him. Who knows? Nobody will know, maybe until heaven, how that changed his life. It may have brought him to Christ. It may have deepened his faith in Christ. Yeah, it may have given him that slight little tiny bit of hope, that sliver of hope to just keep going on. So
that's right. And yeah. And she was Christ. She was Christ to him that day. And that's important. And that's something for all of us to take notice and to realize that we should be that way as well. So that's huge. Beverly, thank you again. Thank you for gracing this conversation on Mother Angelica's birthday. And thank you for waiting so long to get on the air. We appreciate it very, very much. We're going to move on to Keith in Louisiana. Christ Our King Radio is the way. Keith is waiting and listening. First time caller. Hi, Keith. Welcome.
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing great. Well. We're celebrating today, Keith. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. One of the profound memories that I have of Mother Angelica was on her show back in the mid-90s. There was a caller that called in and asked about the importance of confession. And Mother Angelica gave the analogy of, and basically said, you know, try not taking a bath for a week and see how everybody's going to react around you without showering or bathing. And it's the same way with our soul, that if we do not receive the sacrament of reconciliation frequently, sin begins to make our soul smell bad and it comes out. And from that analogy that I now use when I teach at our prayer group, you know, I've learned to practice that and examine my conscience frequently in order to frequent the sacrament of reconciliation.
Wow, it's beautiful, Keith. Yeah, another great way that Mother Angelica impacted someone, in this case, you. And, you know, I really like that analogy. And as you were alluding to, Keith, you know, it's not like someone can, you know, obviously can smell our soul, but they can smell our actions, our behaviors. You know, they're impacted by that and they're turned off by that. If we have too much sin in our lives, if we don't go to confession and get rid of that and try to be building a life of holiness, a life of virtue, it's going to show, Debbie. It's going to be very, very obvious and very evident to people. You know, are we spiritually bathing or are we not, right? What do you think?
Well, and yes, absolutely. And for her to use those analogies that we can all relate to, Keith, I mean, that they stay with us. We remember that and we can apply that. I mean, look how Jesus, when he came and he had his ministry years, how did he speak? He spoke in parables. Why did he do that? He did that so that people can enter into it, can relate, can remember. Okay, so interesting. Keith, thank you so much for sharing. That was huge. And I recall that as well about confession. And now that I just made a note of it to Keith, that was a great contribution to this discussion today and the celebration of Mother Angelica's birthday.
Yeah, thanks, Keith. Appreciate it. Sarah, we're going to get to you in just a second. I have to let people know about a program coming up a little bit later on today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. It's EWTN Open Line, a different expert every day of the week. And on Tuesdays, it's Father Wade Menezes. And Father Wade discusses faith and family and all things important to us as Catholic Christians and even to non-Catholic Christians. So be sure you listen, tune in, and call in Open Line Tuesday with Father Wade this afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on many of these same EWTN stations.
Okay, we're going to move along to Sarah in Pensacola, Florida, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm calling because I believe my brother came back to the faith because of Mother Angelica's influence in the lives around my brother. And my brother had been one of those, he had a really rough, he made some rough decisions, let's put it that way. His life wasn't rough, but he made some bad decisions. And I think, of course, God, the Holy Spirit was working in my brother before he came to a birthday party that my children had for me 5 years ago. And at that party, my brother had a chance to walk around and visit with all my friends. And my friends are very Catholic, and they're talking about this miracle and that intercession from St. Philomena, or, you know, just a whole variety of conversations. And I had noticed that my brother, that morning when I asked the family to go to Mass with us, he hadn't gone to communion. I came back and I said to him, "Thank you for being authentic," meaning he was living his life properly. He wasn't lying by going to confession or to communion. And he said, "Well, that may be about to change." And he told me later, my friends had really touched him And on the 19th of April, yesterday, 5 years, he went to his local church and went to Mass. And he stayed after to walk around and look at the stations and to look at the a different art around the church. And the priest came around the corner and said to him, "How can I help you?" And he said, "Father, I want to make an appointment." And he said, "What for?" And he said, "I'd like to come to confession." And Father said, "Well, let's just do it right now." And so my brother had his confession heard. And that very, he called me. And then I was on my way to meet some other friends who were unable to make it to my party because they had been at Mother Angelica's funeral. So they brought me back some programs from the funeral and from Vespers. And one of my friends stayed after Vespers, and she had brought 40 rosaries with her. And she put them in Mother Angelica's hands. And because she was she works in the hospitals, and so she likes to have things like this for her the patients. And she said, I said, "The last thing my brother said to me before he got off the phone just before I came to lunch is I need a rosary." And my not knowing about my friend, she goes, "Oh, I have just the rosary for him." And she went home and she got it for me, and I mailed it to my brother. And my brother went to Mass and received communion for the first time in 40 years. 5 years ago today, on Mother Angelica's birthday.
Wow. See, that is so God. You see how God worked in all that? That is incredible. And Mother playing her part, right? So she was so good at that. She was so open to that. And it influenced and impacted your brother. That is huge. Sarah, that's gigantic. And you know that what your story, your real life story, that's going to instill a lot of confidence in others, because people right now, there's a lot of people, they don't know where God is. They feel a bit abandoned. They're unsure about what's happening with their future. And this builds confidence in them. Your real life testimony. Thank you for sharing about your family, your precious brother. Praise be to God, right, Jerry?
Well, absolutely. And as you were talking, Sarah, Debbie typed a quick little two-word message over to me. It says, "True priest." See, that priest, too, was very priestly in what he did. You know,
that's right.
Obviously, he had the time. But, you know, a lot of priests might have said, "Yeah, well, make an appointment. That'll be..." And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if a priest is on his way to go somewhere and a guy hasn't been to confession for a long time, you want to make sure that you do it right and you take the necessary amount of time and guide him through a good confession, a good examination of conscience. But, yeah, thanks be to God. This is so God, like you were saying, Debbie. I mean, if we were to look at all of the times in our lives and the lives of the people that we know that God has just totally orchestrated divine appointment after divine appointment, it would be a beautiful thing to just look at all of that.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you so very much. Jerry, I know we have like a minute. Can we get to Cindy in Flagstaff, Arizona, real quick for a minute? Cindy, if it's less than a minute, if you could tell us your story. You said how Mother Angelica changed your life.
Cindy.
Hi. I'm so happy to be with you today. First time caller to radio, Sarah's radio in Flagstaff, and basically wanted to just reach out because of Mother Angelica. She meant so much to me all my life, but back in the 90s, just having a family and being a cradle Catholic, just going to church on Sundays, basically, and not being too involved, but busy in family and working. And I just had a problem where my husband said to me he didn't want to be married anymore. And I just was just broken. And I had been watching EWTN, and Mother one day was talking about Mary's devotion and the rosary and just praying the rosary, and I started praying the rosary for her to save my marriage. And we're still married today after 45 years, and just really happy with life. And I still today watch EWTN and watch all her shows and stuff. It just seems like she could always touch the simplest person. And you know, life changes and different things happen. And she always manages, God works through her. And even on the shows today, she can touch your heart. And I just so appreciative of her shows. I recently became a Discalced Carmelite, and we had an opportunity to have a new name, and I chose Angelica because she just has meant so much for me all these years, and I truly have a devotion and hope to meet her in heaven someday.
Well, we all hope that, Cindy, and thank you so much. Praise be to God that your marriage did survive that I'm going to call it a bump in the road. It was a potential crisis, and thanks be to God. And look, that's the power of the rosary, the power of the intercession of our Blessed Mother, and all of it kind of prompted by words that Cindy heard from Mother Angelica. That'd be a great way to kind of put a bow and ribbon on this broadcast.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cindy, for that great call. And this was our gift to Mother Angelica today. We're celebrating her birthday today. And, you know, she had a gift, and it keeps on giving to all of us. So this was just a wonderful way to celebrate her birthday. Thank you, everyone. The text messages are coming in, how much you love Mother Angelica, and that is great. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about urgent prayer requests. God, we need you now. So send in your prayer requests. We want to pray together on Take Two. Right, Jerry?
That's right. St. Joseph, pray for us.